Put a high vibration person in a low vibration environment? What happens when you put a low vibration person in a high vibration environment? Will their vibration rise? Is vibration like water? When you mix hot water with cold, you get tepid water. No. Environment doesn't affect your vibration. Only what's inside does. And what happens when you put a high vibration person in a low vibration environment? And don't be mistaken, environment is only people. What makes an environment low vibration is people. Deserts, ruins, etc. are not low vibration apart from the residual energy people have left. Because, of course, everything vibrates, yes. But that is not what we call vibration. What we call vibration here is consciousness. And that is an entirely human phenomenon. Everything they say about vibration, raising your vibration on the internet is simply a lie, an attractive sales pitch. None of it is true. Anyway, back to the question, what happens when you put a high vibration person in a low vibration environment is what happened to me in the coaching program I was kicked out of. Recently. And then yesterday I was kicked out of my mobile app. Cancel culture. What decides a person, what decides a program's vibration? Ultimately? Many things, but I will go out on a limb, and say that the ultimate decider, the ultimate factor is the intention. Whether the person or the program is based on desire to receive for the self alone, evil, or the desire to receive for the sake of sharing. It is entirely possible to have a different intention in different areas of life. So this is a scale between 1 and 100, even inside the same person. The ultimate measure that indicates the degree, I think, is to what degree you and your concern occupies your cone of vision, your visual field, your conscious awareness. And your intention will be based on what you see when you look. To the degree you want to muscle everyone under your thumb. The degree you want to be right. To the degree you want to look good. The degree you have contempt for others. To the degree you design your activities to serve you and only you. The intention. In yesterday's prison break session, we went deep with this intention. Not accidentally, no one in the class knew that intention is an energy. Intention is like a third arm, and can move mountains. You move it, you operate it with your brain. It springs from the back of your head, where your visual processing center is. Look it up. Intention is the organ of causing. Causing what belongs to you. Your will, your discipline, your self-confidence, your declarations, your whole life. Really. I don't teach anything that you can use to harm or force another. I also don't give myself permission to use energies like that, moves like that, and I won't teach you either. But I know about energies like that. I am so old I have tried a lot of things. Including influencing the behavior of a softball team. And much much more. If I were more on the evil side, my indicator is 7%, so not zero. I could be the Wicked Witch of the West. But I am not. Yesterday when unceremoniously I was kicked out of my mobile app for putting up a few movies, illegal, I knew it, so my students could watch the movies that illustrate what I am teaching, I looked if I had a choice. If I had permission to send bad juju to the people that are hell-bent to get rid of me. I am like a thorn in their side. Human nature, Homo sapiens nature is predatory. And it says, it is either you or me. Reading Richard Dawkins' book on the selfish gene is very enlightening, and helps understand a lot of what humans are doing. Even though humans are harder to observe than animals. I live in a wooded area. Lots of squirrels. I've lived here now for 19 years. In the past year or two, the black squirrels have started to get more and more aggressive. Initiating lots of fights, killing the offspring of gray squirrels, raping gray squirrels. It is very noisy here. I work under the open roof, unavoidable to hear it and watch it. They will fight for dominance until they will reach an evolutionary stable strategy. Which I won't bother to predict. I just hope it won't be so violent. But I won't be around to witness it anyway, my body is running out of time. Another thing that was new in yesterday's session of the prison break is this. Underneath every action there is an intention. Every action, every project has an intention beyond the immediate. And most people never look there. They just care about the now. But caring only about the immediate is a mistaken approach to life. Because everything is the cause of something else. And not even looking what your actions are causing long-term is a mistake. Looking long-term is both a DNA capacity, a gene, called foresight, and a practice. Foresight is part of the DNA adjustment. Because without it people are short-sighted. So when I was asking people why they are doing the course, without an exception they all wanted some improvement in their lives. To be less reactive, to have more freedom to be themselves, to feel better, to to enjoy life more. You hear the more, better, different approach to life. Not new. But better. But that is like using an expensive Damascus sword to clean under your nails. Not using the sword to its full capacity. The DNA adjustment, when used appropriately with the matching size intention, enables one to live a life they love and live it powerfully. The first part, live life you love, was attractive to them, but the second part, living powerfully, was sending the wrong message. When I clarified that, a powerful person needs nothing, wants nothing, pretends nothing. Just BS. Suddenly they wanted it. I think what powerful means in the common vernacular, in the common use of the word, is an evil bastard who dominates others, like the black squirrels. When you are really powerful, you can afford to allow others to be the way they are. You take care of yourself. And your self-concern doesn't force you to make others wrong. Force you to pretend, make airs, dominate, avoid domination. Force you to want to win every interaction, and most importantly, it doesn't force you to get off the hook, to avoid responsibility. Humans are designed to be happiest when they are on the hook. When they are useful, when their energies are used for something useful. When Alex Hormozi, one of the 1,000, took off a few months thinking it was a good move, he became depressed and miserable. And that is one of the reasons so many, billions, are miserable. The common belief is that life is better with less work, maybe even no work. It is a misunderstanding. No human can be happy, joyous without the kind of work that feels to them useful and productive. Anyway, I am reopening the DNA adjustment for a little while. It adjusts 7 genes in your DNA tree. Some of them it turns off. Others it turns on. When I directly adjust you, you can't protect yourself from it. You paid for it, so you gave me your permission. But when you are using an audio, then you need to co-create it with your intention. I taught intention to my class yesterday. And if you want to learn it, you should. It will serve you with all my energies, even the most seemingly innocent one, the heaven on earth bundle, the Bach energies. Nothing works well without you adding your intention. If and when you don't, Source doesn't have permission to cause the changes in you. Why? Because the rule of engagement, with humanity, is free will. I know humans violate others' free will. All the time. But Source will not violate it. So when you intend the Source energy to do what it is designed to do, it can do it. That is why you want to learn to use your intention. The strong energy every human has built in but doesn't know about, or doesn't know how to use. You can buy the segment of yesterday's workshop where I train the intention energy. If there is enough demand, I'll create a standalone workshop. If the energies haven't worked for you as well as you'd have liked, this is what you need. Learn to use your intention, yourvibe.me/intention.